You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with an awesome guest. I keep losing my audio because I'm getting so excited. I keep pulling the headsets out of the hook up there. We've got Richard Wilson on. Richard is the guy who basically started the sector of family office service providers. He was the first guy that I became aware of. He holds the preeminent conclaves for all the high net worth investors. They all come there to meet, greet, and find deals. Welcome to the show, Richard Wilson.
Thanks, Jim.
Wow, that was a real big thanks, Jim. Hey, Richard, now, you got to have longer answers than that. Now, Richard, first off, how does a family know whether or not they should have a family office?
I think any family that has $100 million in net worth or more for sure needs a single family office. It doesn't mean they should leave a private bank. It doesn't mean they should act conservative or risky, but they need to have someone looking out for them holistically for sure.
So you say holistically, and then you talk about the banks. Many of the banks would say that they take a holistic approach. You're really talking about something else, not just the bank, not just the stockbroker, not just the real estate broker. It all comes together, no?
Right. For sure. So the whole reason the family office industry exists is that if you're worth $100 million, you don't have the time to remember what your insurance agent said, tell your CPA, tell your wealth manager, and tie it all together. You need somebody playing quarterback for your whole balance sheet.
So then the family office is a legal structure that also comes with a bureaucratic structure to help protect somebody's, I'll say it this way, assets.
Right.
Well, I'll say that three more times at least. So, Richard, how'd you get started in the family office advisement business?
Really started by just seeing that while I was trying to learn more about the space and meeting with families, that nobody else was being open and providing genuine value. So I started writing on it every single day. And every time I met with a family, I shared what I learned. And in the first 2 years, those outside the industry hired me as a consultant. And then after 2 years, you know, $100 million and billion-dollar families started hiring me for advice because nobody else, almost no one else has met with 1,000 family offices face-to-face. So I can see the best practices arising.
Wow. And so actually you gave a great high five to what we're going to talk about in the second half of the hour, because you started out by blogging on the space, and that's how you got gravitas and became an expert, became well-known, and then put all that to use to create, I got to just say it this way, the billion-dollar empire.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we found that the more we give away, it sounds, you know, corny, but the more we give away, the more we get in return. This last book that I wrote called The Single Family Office, it's the number one best-selling book in the whole industry. We spent 700 hours writing it, and you can buy it for $7. So it's like a penny per hour for the time we spent on it. And we've met 60 billionaire families since we released that book.
Wow. So it sounds to me like you got the book, I got the radio show. It looks like we got some business to do here. Now, Richard, you've interviewed the families, you've met them, you've had your conferences. What is the most effective service that needs to be, let me rephrase, what is the most important service that needs to be provided when this family begins to put together its family office?
The number one most important thing and the takeaway for anyone here, whether you're worth $10 million or $100
million takeaway alert,
plus,
takeaway alert, takeaway alert,
is that you shouldn't do anything and spend any money or listen to anyone's advice until you've gone through about 50 to 70 questions on exactly where you're going and what your mission and values and goals and objectives are, so that you can design a 360-degree holistic plan. Otherwise, who cares, you know, what somebody suggests or what your private bank says you should invest in? So you have to know exactly where you want to go before you start building that structure.
So how many questions?
50 to 70 questions is what I go through with a client when I start with them. Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's somewhat proprietary, so why don't you give me question number one, and
sure,
we'll have them call you for the other 49.
Actually, they're all in the book.
But for $7, I get the answers
then.
Give
them away, yeah.
All right,
exactly.
Well, give me one right now.
So the best question is just how risk-averse is the family, and that's interpreted very directly in what is your goal? Do you want to stay worth $100 million for five generations, or do you need a lot of income, or are you trying to go from $100 million? You know, one of my clients is trying to go from a $350 million. He wants to be a billionaire in 12 years or less. So we're structuring his portfolio to help him achieve that.
So wait a minute now. You help structure their portfolio. Do you also help them to identify potential transactions to invest in?
We do the contract that I just referred to is actually a family that just sold their business last year, and they hired me to start their single family office, help hire out the staff, and then source deals and help them with structuring what types of deals, you know, they're going to be entering in, whether it's real estate, operating businesses, et cetera.
So you're a one-stop shop to help somebody who's worth $100 million or more protect their assets. And let's talk about why somebody might want a family office. I've always been thought of the fact that a family office really is defined by being part of a family, because the one individual may have $100 million, $200 million, $300 million. Let's say he has four or five kids. Cut that up. Right. Suddenly, the purchasing power and ability to invest in transactions really limited. And so is that why people do these family offices?
I think the number one reason is they're not satisfied with just a private banking relationship. Uh-huh. Almost every client I have has $10, $20, $50 million with a private bank, but it's all the other components they don't get from a traditional private bank. Like if they want to own an apartment building that's not syndicated, it's not a REIT, they just want to buy an apartment building. You know, I walked through one today for one of my clients that he might buy directly and own directly. And just many times you're not going to get that through a private bank.
Yeah, actually you won't. Right. Actually, you won't. You get that through me. But we talked about that earlier.
Right, we talked
about that earlier, and I'd love to help you work with loans and mortgages and leverage that your clients don't need.
For sure.
Now, Richard, you recently moved to Miami, and you renamed your firm the Miami Family Office. First of all, high five to you for getting that, and bad five to me for not doing it first. That was just awesome. That's like money in the bank. Now, you're based out in Key Biscayne.
Right.
Land of the rich and famous out there. Miami's expensive. Key Biscayne just blows it off the charts, I guess. How are you finding Miami as a place to build your business?
I'm loving it, especially Key Biscayne, South Beach, parts of Brickell. Literally just going and take my daughter to preschool or going to the park. I meet family offices. Every about 10 days, I'm meeting one.
Do you wear like a sign that blinks that says, I'm the guy to see because I know how to protect your assets?
I do have a little Family Crest golf shirt, so that helps sometimes.
That's hilarious. Now, wait, did you design that crest? Is that your legitimate Family Crest?
It is legitimate. It's from 1586, and it's from England. And I was in a wooden shield growing up, all scratched up, and so I uploaded it to 99 Designs and did a $1,500 design contest. And they had the tongue stick out a bit further and some spiky hair, but it's our real crest, yeah.
Oh, wow. That is just awesome. So do you help I guess a lot of the families have family crests.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Some don't. Depends what country they're from. But just to be super clear, because I think it'll be interesting for your clients to know this,
sure,
is that the Miami Family Office is the brand we created for the single family office that I run for the family. And we're totally transparent on all the assets that they own.
Okay.
And so at themiamifamilyoffice.com, that's their organization. But I think it'd be fascinating for somebody to go there and they can see all the assets they own.
Oh, so this actually shows a family what your consultations have helped somebody to create.
It shows what's currently in their portfolio, yes, and we're looking for,
Know,
which I think many people will say, well, what are they looking to invest in? It's like all that's detailed there. We don't have time to cover that here, but I think it'll be interesting to see an example of a single family office in the real world, because most of them don't have websites.
And where is this again? Family?
TheMiamiFamilyOffice.com.
Okay, well, I'm writing that down. AC, did you write that down? All right, good. And I'm going to make sure that we work with you, and we're going to start coordinating our social with your social, I think. So Robert will be involved, too. We're going to have some great stuff. And like I said, Johnny will be here in just a few minutes. You can meet Johnny, and maybe he can work with you and your families on some social stuff. So I guess that depending on the family, it's always a different investment plan. You said it's risk. What type of risk? What type of assets?
Right.
All kinds of different things. So question number two, what would that be? After you've assessed their risk, what's the next thing they got to figure out?
Part of it is their focus. If they created their wealth in manufacturing, typically the families that do best are going to invest a big portion of their wealth in manufacturing again. That might change based on the other 50 questions you ask. The most important thing is to know where they're going holistically. But I think that many families, they have a research and experience, a connection advantage, just like you do in the real estate space. You can help me or my families navigate the real estate space instantly.
My goal,
in South Florida,
my goal,
right?
Free ad, my goal.
So I think that is key, to invest in where you made your money. I mean, it seems obvious, but that's one of the things you need to define early on. Do they want to be like an endowment fund, or do they want to be like a private equity fund, or do they want to be a hybrid and be diversified like an endowment fund and part of their portfolio, but then maybe take some concentrated bets in the industry they know best, or roll up a niche monopoly area in a little operating industry.
Well, this is awesome. You know, we only have like 30 seconds left in this segment. We'll go to break early maybe, and we'll save a little for the next segment. You can stay for a segment more, can't you?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about how billion-dollar families protect their assets, do their investments. You'll hear what it's like to be part of the rich and famous. We'll be back after this with more Richard Wilson talking about Money, Money, Money. Hey, she-